Track 1.48.
My perfect Caribbean honeymoon started at the airport. I can't help laughing at our bad luck. It was so horrible, but so funny in a very unfunny way. First, my husband forgot to bring his passport. I always tell him he has to check 3 things: passport, wallet, and tickets. He said that he remembered putting it in his backpack, but he didn't. He had to go all the way back to the house to get it. I remembered to bring my passport. Here it is, I thought. By the time he got back, we had missed our flight. I'll never forget looking at his frustrated face and thinking, "It's my honeymoon. Everything is going to be okay." We did manage to get another flight, but it would mean arriving at 11 p.m. instead of 11 a.m. I wanted to sit in a window seat, but the only seats they had were in the middle seats. I had intended to sleep on the way, but we sat next to a very noisy family. I can't stand flying with crying kids. We had expected to take a limo from the airport, but there were none available at that hour, so we rented a car instead. It was hard to find the hotel, and we had to stop to ask for directions a couple of times. By the time we got to the hotel, it was 2:30 in the morning. The receptionist said that they couldn't hold our reservation, and there were no more rooms with an ocean view. The one room they had was small, dark, and had a great view of the parking lot. We tried to convince him to help us, that it was our honeymoon, but he said there was nothing he could do about it. To top it all off, Mike forgot to close the shampoo bottle completely, and there was shampoo everywhere when I opened the suitcase. Mike enjoys being active, while I prefer to take it easy, so I watched him taking surfing lessons from a lounge chair on the beach. The important thing when you're trying to get up on the board is to keep paddling. Otherwise, you'll never catch a wave, said the tanned instructor. Well, he stopped paddling too soon, got clobbered by a huge wave, and threw his back out. We didn't feel like going out for dinner after all that, and decided to order room service. Something I ate did not agree with me, of course, and I was sick all night. I had wanted an unforgettable honeymoon. I guess I should be careful of what I ask for. It was forgettable and regrettable. But, though I may regret eating the shrimp cocktail, I'm happy to be married. Now, we deserve to have another vacation. We should try spending a romantic weekend. Maybe we'll make it a staycation.